From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. UN demands ceasefire. A new wave of airstrikes and shelling on eastern Ghouta in Syria left at least 22 people dead and dozens wounded Saturday. That raises the death toll of a week of bombing in the area to 500. This as the UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire across Syria.
يرجى من مؤيدي مشروع القرار الوارد في الوثيقة S/2018.
That's Kuwait's ambassador to the UN leading the vote Saturday. After a delayed vote Friday and additional negotiations, the Security Council unanimously approved a ceasefire resolution without delay. It will allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to millions and evacuate the critically ill and wounded. The week-long bombardment has overwhelmed rescuers and doctors at makeshift hospitals, many of which have also been bombed. Activists say that residents have been hiding in underground shelters. The Turkish government called it extremely worrying the U.S. will open an embassy in Jerusalem in May instead of by the end of next year as previously announced. President Trump announced U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital in December, angering Arab allies and Palestinians who want the eastern part of the old city as their capital. Two car bombs exploded in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, on Friday, killing at least 38 people, according to government sources. A doctor with an ambulance said at least 30 people were wounded. The first blast happened near the country's intelligence headquarters. Minutes later, another car bomb hit about 300 meters from Somalia's presidential palace. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Thousands of Italians marched peacefully to protest fascism and racism in Rome as similar demonstrations were held in other cities. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA.
Tens of thousands protested across Italy. The major rallies were in Rome, Milan, and Palermo. Demonstrations were held by far-right and anti-fascist groups. With just 1 week to go to general elections and tensions running high, Italians also turned out to protest labor laws and mandatory vaccines. The largest rally against racism and xenophobia was held in the Italian capital, with people being bussed into the city from all over the country. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
There was also a counter-rally in Milan by a neo-fascist group where police clashed with left-wing protesters. A series of suicide bombings and militant raids in Afghanistan has killed dozens of people. This comes a day after construction work on the much-awaited Afghan section of an international gas pipeline began. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber Saturday blew himself up near a security post in Kabul, killing at least three people. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed it plotted the violence. The United States has urged Russia and Iran to support the Kabul government, not the Taliban, to help defeat Islamic State in Afghanistan, rejecting Moscow's claim the number of Afghan IS terrorists runs into the thousands. U.S. Forces commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, made the remark Saturday while responding to recent Russian accusations. Washington is intentionally downplaying the spread of IS militants in the country. The UN Children's Fund reports thousands of children have been forced to flee their homes in the face of escalating intercommunal violence in Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri province. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Ituri's Jugu territory in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo has been the scene of recent carnage and displacement, with tens of thousands of people fleeing their homes in fear of their lives. The UN Children's Fund reports ethnic violence in this province has displaced an estimated 66,000 children internally and sent another 25,000 seeking refuge in neighboring Uganda. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The White House just released a redacted version of a Democratic congressional memo that rebuts a Republican account of alleged FBI surveillance abuses. We have much more on this developing story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.